This is Week in Edition from NPR News. I'm Aisha Roscoe, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Week in Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, I said take the phrase new towels, N-E-W-T-O-W-E-L-S, rearrange its 9 letters to get the brand name of a product that you might buy at a supermarket. And the answer is Sweet and Low.
There were over 1,600 correct entries, and this week's winner is Midge Kaminda from Lacey, Washington. Congratulations, Midge.
Thank you.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
So I had made my little letter pyramid, and then I thought, no, this isn't worth my time. I'm not going to get it. So as I was putting it away, I just saw it as I was shoving it into the place where I put away my puzzler stuff.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Since the first Gulf War, so I guess 33 years.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, you know, you've been doing it for a long time, but now your time has come through. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I guess.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Midge, I'm going to give you some words and phrases. Rearrange the letters in each one to get the brand name of a product that you might buy at a drugstore or pharmacy. For example, if I said Ascot, A-S-C-O-T, for a brand of soap, you might say Coast.
Oh, okay.
So here's number one, Laid, L-A-I-D, and you're looking for another soap.
L-A-I-D, Dial.
That's it. Number two is Radon, R-A-D-O-N, a drain cleaner.
Oh, gosh. Drano.
Yeah, Drano.
Drano was it. Good job. Valid, V-A-L-I-D, pain relief. First letter is A.
Oh, Advil.
Advil is right. Pecos, P-E-C-O-S. You're looking for a mouthwash.
Yes, I should know.
What is that other one? Oh, oh, oh.
Go ahead, Aisha.
It's kind of like what you look through with your eyes, like if you look through something with your eyes.
Scope.
Yes.
Scope is it. Good one.
Thanks, Aisha.
Certs, C-E-R-T-S, a toothpaste.
Crest.
That's right. Labor, L-A-B-O-R. A toothbrush.
Oral-B.
Excellent. Scares, S-C-A-R-E-S, a soap.
Oh, boy, another soap. None of these are things that I buy.
And it's a word that means to stroke lovingly or gently.
Caress. Thank you for the hint.
Iron Age, I-R-O-N-A-G-E, a treatment for hair loss.
Really?
Remember that hair club for men? Or like, I'm not only a client, I'm also I'm also the president.
I can see the commercial, but it's not.
Starts R-O.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, Rogaine.
Yes.
Rogaine, you got it.
Oh, okay.
Your next one is Her Fault, H-E-R-F-A-U-L-T, a cold medicine.
Gosh, I should know all these cold medicines.
Yeah, I know.
But,
Starts with a T.
Oh, okay.
It's not Tylenol. It's the, and it's not the Tussin, because they're Robitussin.
I couldn't find an anagram for Robitussin. Starts T-H.
Is it
Theraflu?
Theraflu, you got it.
Oh, okay. Huh.
How about Thick Caps, T-H-I-C-K-C-A-P-S, a lip balm.
Chapstick,
good. And here's your last one. Male Byline, M-A-L-E-B-Y-L-I-N-E, a brand of makeup.
Maybelline.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. You know these products, but then when the letters are all scrambled, it's hard.
I don't even know the products. I always buy the store brand.
I feel you on that, too.
That's funny.
But you did an excellent job. How do you feel?
Well, I'm very, very grateful for your help. And I'm so glad this is done. I feel like I'm dripping with sweat right now.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Week in Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Midge, what member station do you listen to?
Well, I'm a sustaining member of Northwest Public Broadcasting and NWPB, but I actually listen to Puzzler on KNKX.
That's Midge Kaminda from Lacey, Washington. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thanks for fulfilling my bucket list.
Oh, that is awesome. Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Curtis Guy of Buffalo, New York. Name a certain breakfast cereal character. Remove the third, fifth, and sixth letters and read the result backward. You'll get a word that describes this breakfast cereal character. What is it? So again, a certain breakfast cereal character. Remove the third, fifth, and sixth letters. Read the result backward, and you'll get a new word that describes this breakfast cereal character. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, October 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.